Once again today, there has been some rain across eastern New York and western New England. Scattered showers and thunderstorms have been triggered by an upper-level disturbance that is coming through the northeast. That disturbance will push its way off to the east, and as we lose any heating from the sun, any lingering showers and thunderstorms will come to an end. And I bet that you are noticing the relatively comfortable feel to the air today. Dew points are running largely in the 50s, which means that it's really not that humid, and that lower humidity is going to allow temperatures to really drop tonight. So it is going to be a pleasant night, a comfortably cool night, and a great night to open up the windows. Overnight lows will be largely in the upper 40s to low 50s, though across the higher elevations, low to mid 40s are possible. And once again, some areas of fog are likely to form as the night moves along in those typically prone locations near bodies of water in the valleys and also in spots where the ground is damp from any rainfall today. And tomorrow is going to be a gorgeous summer day. High pressure will be in control, so it is going to be bright. Don't forget about that sunblock. It'll be a warm day. Temperatures will be largely in the 70s, though if you are out in that sun, it's still going to feel quite warm. And the humidity is going to remain nice and low. So we're going to have that nice late summer type feel to the weather tomorrow as we come to expect some breaks in the mugginess this time of year. The mugginess is going to make a return over the weekend especially. You'll notice a little bump up in the humidity on Friday. It won't be anything too significant. Then it will be far more humid on Saturday. And as the humidity goes up, so will the temperatures. So we're going to get back into that summer feeling type weather, especially by Saturday. A quick check in the tropics, where there are a number of areas that are being monitored by the Hurricane Center. One area in the Caribbean Sea, another area east of the Lesser Antilles, and another area that is likely to emerge off of Africa over the next couple of days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy to mostly clear with some areas of fog, lows in the low 50s with 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy to mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the low 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy to mostly clear with patchy fog, a low of 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and pleasant, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid, maybe a shower north, highs in the low 80s, and on Saturday, warmer and more humid, chance of a passing thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.